Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two officials say Israel and Hamas are making progress toward a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire and free hostages held in war-ravaged Gaza Strip. Key meetings are continuing on between the sides in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. Talks are moving forward even after Israel intensified its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, from where it freed hostages but killed at least 74 Palestinians, according to local officials. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said Tuesday the U.S. is exploring all available alternatives to sustain aid in Gaza, despite the possibility Congress may pass legislation barring funding for UNRWA, the main U.N. agency for Palestinians. Washington last month said it was temporarily pausing new funding for UNRWA while it investigates claims a dozen staff took part in the October 7th attacks on Israel.
It is our priority to ensure that innocent civilians in Gaza can continue to get humanitarian assistance from the United States and from other countries who want to provide it to them.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller. Estonia says Russia is preparing for military confrontation with the West.
Estonia says its Foreign Intelligence Service said on Tuesday that the assessment was based on Russia's plans to double the number of forces stationed along its border with Finland, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. Kaupo Rosen, chief of the intelligence service, says right now Russia doesn't have the manpower, partly because it has to keep troops in Ukraine, and that NATO and its allies were moving in the right direction to counter the Russian threat. A growing number of Western officials have warned of a military threat from Russia to countries along the eastern flank of NATO, calling for Europe to get prepared by rearming.
That's Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities say arrests for illegal crossings on the U.S. border with Mexico fell by half in January, from record heights in December to the third lowest month of Joe Biden's presidency. The sharp drop is welcome news for the White House, even if it proves temporary, as immigration becomes one of the biggest issues in this year's presidential election, with exit polls showing it is a top concern among many Republican voters in early primaries. The news on the border crossings comes the same day that House Republicans voted to impeach the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his oversight of the border. UNESCO, the United Nations Cultural Agency, says that Ukraine will need about $9 billion U.S. dollars over the next decade so it can rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following Russia's invasion. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
UNESCO has estimated that the country's connected culture and tourism area have lost over $19 billion in revenue during the nearly two-year war. Krista Pikat is UNESCO's Culture and Emergency Entity Director.
The estimation of the cost of damage to the Ukraine culture sector, according to UNESCO's rapid assessment, is $3.5 billion as of today.
The UN agency said the fighting has damaged 341 cultural sites across Ukraine, including in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and the cities of Lviv in the west and Odessa in the south. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Farmers in South Africa's red meat industry are excited to resume exporting beef and lamb to Saudi Arabia after a long hiatus. Kate Bartlett reports.
The beef from some of the more than 150,000 South African cows outside Johannesburg is destined for diners many miles away in Saudi Arabia. That's after South Africa did a deal with the kingdom, which this year became a new member of the BRICS Plus group of emerging economies, which already includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and presents itself as an alternative to the Western-led global order. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
New York Democrat Tom Suozzi has won a special election for the House seat formerly held by George Santos. He has defeated Republican Mazie Pilip in a contest to represent a district that includes parts of Long Island and New York, a border a borough of Queens. Pilip is a Nassau County legislator. The win narrows an already thin margin held by Republicans in the U.S. House. The race has been closely monitored for clues about suburban voters' sentiment heading into the 2024 election campaign nationwide. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.